businesses.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have fired head coach Doug Peterson after three seasons with the team, including a 4-13 mark in 2024. But owner Shad Khan announced today that general manager Trent Baalke would be staying on with the team.
I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay? We have a lot of things that are working that can always be improved and will improve. And there are other things that are not working that need to be fixed.
It's now the fifth head coaching vacancy in the National Football League. It was four yesterday after the Patriots dismissed Gerard Mayo after one season. Owner Robert Kraft said today that Executive VP of Player Personnel Elliot Wolf would return next year. Giants confirmed head coach Brian Daboll and GM Joe Shane will be back for the 2025 season. The Bears want to talk with Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka about their head coaching vacancy. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Christian Watson likely suffered a torn ACL and is done for the season.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Reports say President Trump threatened to reassert U.S. control over the Panama Canal, citing excessive rates to use the passage. Reaction from South American experts say Trump's stance is baffling, as Panama's president is considered a pro-business conservative who's made a lot of overtures for a special relationship with the U.S. Farm Bureau's Betty Resnick says 72% of all cargo passing through the Panama Canal is either coming from or going to the U.S. Nine of the nation's largest poultry processors have agreed to pay settlements in a years-long antitrust lawsuit alleging they conspired to depress workers' wages at their facilities. The plaintiffs filed a memorandum on December 23rd supporting a motion for preliminary approval of the nine new settlements by the defendants. The suit was filed in 2019 and alleges that the chicken companies and two consulting firms conspired to fix and depress hourly wages and benefits. A continuing resolution keeping the government fully funded through March 14th also included economic aid for farmers experiencing one of the biggest income drops in many years. In fact, over the last 2 years, USDA projects that farmers will experience the steepest two-year decline in net farm income in history. Meanwhile, due to the ineffective safety net, government help for producers is slated to be at its lowest level since 1982.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting investing for the next generation. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading. Chip stocks are rallying after a record revenue and strong sales forecast from NVIDIA server partner Foxconn. Shares of NVIDIA are climbing over 4%, putting its stock on pace for a record close. On the deals front, Disney confirming it will combine its Hulu Plus live TV business with sports streamer Fubo TV. In the first major media deal-making move of the new year, Fubo shares are surging 240% on the news, while Disney stock is up around 1%. Smithfield Foods, which was acquired by China's WH Group more than a decade ago, is once again going public in the U.S. and has filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission for a proposed initial public offering. Smithfield is the largest U.S. pork producer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We the people need more common sense economics and a lot less demagoguery if we are to make or support decisions affecting our welfare. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Early in July, the leadership of the California AFL-CIO met in convention and made a few decisions that will affect the livelihood of the workers they represent. These leaders of organized labor were more than a little upset about the passage of Proposition 13. Meaning no disrespect, I feel compelled to say the remedies they propose reveal that they believe too many of the economic fairy tales widespread in our land today. In the first place, they must be out of step with their own rank-and-file members, because those members voted for Proposition 13 in large and enthusiastic numbers. But where the economic fairy tale shows up is in the convention's decision to battle for reimposing the property tax Proposition 13 canceled back on business and industry. They said it was a $3.5 billion break for business and therefore, by their reasoning, bad for the individual citizen. If they have their way, that $3.5 billion will end up being paid by the very individual citizens they claim they want to help. Whether it be corporation or corner store, taxes are part of business costs and must be recovered in the price of the product, meaning that all of us, as consumers, pay those taxes. Now let's take the case of a corner grocer in a nice middle-class neighborhood. The storekeeper rents the building. Everyone who shops there can understand that he must charge enough to cover the wholesale cost of the things he sells, wages to helpers, and his rent, plus a fair return for himself so he can make a living. But now, supposing he buys the building. There's no more rent. But there's interest on the mortgage and property tax instead of rent. Obviously, he can't stay in business if those costs can't be recovered in the price of the things he sells. And just like his wage-earning customers, many of them union members, he has to make enough gross income to pay his living costs after he's paid his income tax. What this all adds up to is that government can't tax things like businesses or corporations. It can only tax people. When it says it's going to make business pay, it is really saying it's going to make business help it collect taxes. Into our corner store comes a regular customer to pick up a loaf of bread on his way home. We've already covered the fact that the grocer's markup includes a share of the property tax on the store. But the truth is, the wholesale price the storekeeper paid to the bakery included its taxes and more than 150 others going all the way back to the farmer who raised the wheat. If he can't get a price for his wheat that'll cover the real estate tax on his farm, he can't stay in business either. If the trucker who hauled the wheat can't charge enough to cover his license fees and gasoline tax, he can't stay in business. Union leaders will serve the men and women they represent a lot better if they'll drop the demagoguery and take a simple course in economics. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will, and today I have a couple of folks, one in studio and one who will be calling in. And it is, I'll be introducing Larry Martinek. He's a founder of Mathasium. It's the world's largest math learning provider with over 1,100 centers worldwide, 171 in the state of California. And also in studio is Orlando Gallegos, a 22-year-old. He's a 22-year citizen of the North County who is actively involved in this nonprofit agency. And after a long career in the Silicon Valley, and simply put, Orlando is the executive director of Team Paso. And this is a representing the Paso Robles community in partnership with the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District and Mathnasium, the world leader in math learning. And we'll bring in right now. Larry, thank you for joining us. You're on the air.
Ah, my pleasure.
Larry,
good to be here, Kevin.
Very, very much look forward to this. Larry, let's just start with you first. You gained a reputation many years ago as the math guy in Southern California, I believe. And so can you start us to where we are now and how this all came about?
Well, in the big picture, I started teaching 50 years ago, and I taught for 28 years in various public and private schools, both as a math teacher, curriculum consultant, a bunch of other things. And then after 28 years, I encountered two gentlemen who had just sold a chain of computer learning centers, and they were looking for a math guru, and my name was brought up several times. And so in 2002, we opened the first Mathnasium in Westwood, and today we have 1,176, to be specific, learning centers worldwide.
Now, Larry, since your life has been in education, did you learn or think early on, even before you got directly involved with this, that there something needed to be done differently?
Yeah, about the time I was in the ninth grade, but as an educator, I started teaching in 1974 in LA City Schools, and within the first year, I came to realize the achievement gap between kids. I mean, I mostly taught ninth graders that first couple of years, and my kids were working developmentally at the fourth and fifth grade level, and I kind of vowed to try to do something about this. And interestingly, I had a thought that it would be wonderful if there was a place where kids could just drop in and get help with their math. This was in 1975. And I kind of held that theme in my mind for all these years. And when opportunities present itself to move that storyline forward, well, here we are, 1,176 centers later.
Larry, in your experience, is this, particularly with math, is this more of an issue with math that particularly kids have, I'll just say, a little bit more trouble than other subjects?
Oh, by far. Of all the core subjects, you know, math, science, history, and language arts, most people do consider, indeed, math to be the, quote, more difficult of them. But what mathnasium has proven already is that it's much more the instruction the kids get than the basic intelligence that children have.
Well, I think, you know, those of us have been around for a couple of years or two know that math skills, whether you like math or not, those are skills that are needed almost every single day of our lives, not just because you want to be a mathematician, but just because we deal in a world of numbers, whether it's grocery bills, bills in general, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. And, you know, one of the most ubiquitous things, probably one of the, unfortunately, most poorly taught percentages, which just cut across all socioeconomic groups, period. And to not get kids up to that level of being able to deal with that, well, I mean, kids in, unfortunately, Paso Robles, you know, some 84% of kids are 2 to 5 years below grade level in math specifically. And if those kids don't get caught up, you know, their adult life is going to be very, very, not as pleasant as they thought it would be.
Well, that's something that Orlando and I were talking about before we went on the air today. Now, we understand the problems that COVID caused with kids getting behind in many classes, but how, at this point, how and why has the system let them get behind that many years? Because most of them will never catch up, will they?
Well, that's a somewhat loaded question there. Let me answer the first part of that first. The problem with kids being, you know, I mentioned when I started teaching back in the 70s, my kids were ninth graders working at the fifth grade level, 4 or 5 years below. I mean, that has been a constant in the U.S. educational system pretty much forever. I mean, if you look back at historical math scores, you know, our best kids are doing very well. And a lot of the other, you know, for other kids, it's a bit of a crapshoot as to how it's going to turn out if that math instruction is not appropriate to their needs.
Okay, so and that leads us to here in our area where we have this now with the executive director Orlando, something called Team Paso. And then it started, I think the first one, though, was in Atascadero, correct?
It was the
mathnasium of Atascadero is located in Atascadero, yeah. And that's the one physical location for mathnasium in North County. We're also doing work at one of the junior highs in Paso Robles to introduce the program within the school system to see if we can't help these kids get caught up, because you're concerned about, will they ever catch up? I mean, good question. I mean, it's the sooner there is intervention of the type that we provide in kids' lives who are not on top of the world with regard to math, the sooner we get them in life, by far the much better chance they have of getting those math skills that are going to be essential to, as you said, just to a very good life in our world.
Right. So I'll have Orlando explain exactly what is the process. How does somebody get their kids into Team Paso, and what can be expected when the child or kid enters, called Team Paso, this mathnasium method?
Well, first of all, Team Paso is a local Paso Robles nonprofit. It's actually a powerful partnership between the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, Mathnasium, the global leader in math learning, and the Paso Robles community. Together, the community, Mathnasium, and the school district have come together to provide after-school math tutoring at no cost to either the student or their parents. We need to back up and understand that not long ago, end of the second quarter of last year, the state of California issued an 80-page report showing that 84% of Paso Robles students are 2 to 5 years behind in math. That's over 5,000 students that need our help. Together with Mathnasium and the school district, we provide after-school math tutoring. The administration, the teachers, the principals participate in identifying individuals who they believe need help. Again, that's 84% of those that populate the entire school district from kindergarten up through senior year of high school. So the number of students that need help is very, very large. What we've started in November of last year is a program that week by week inducts new members into the teaching platform. There is a curricula that immediately when a student joins the classroom, he is tested to know where he is. And a curricula is immediately set up that takes him from where he is to bring him up to standard and beyond that.
Larry, let me get back to you for a second here. With the with all the centers that you have and so forth, and you, I'm just assuming that the school districts throughout that you have associated yourself with, they've welcomed you with open arms, I'm assuming?
I wish that were the case. There are some school districts that will not, well, with the introduction of Team Paso, this may change, but many, many school districts will not deal with with the .com, just as a matter of policy. So, and also there's, as an industry, there's a bit of empire building in the educational world, and there are school districts that, basically they don't need any stinking consultants. They figure they've got it. Unfortunately, their test scores don't reflect that.
Well, that's a curious thing that I'm wondering, because the scores are the scores. They are, you know, we've heard about it, particularly the last couple of years in the state of California, particularly here in our area. And so I'm just kind of confused, or I don't know what the other word is. Why wouldn't they want a little extra help?
Well, as I said, there's a bit of empire building, and folks have their own little fiefdoms. I have no experience with this with Paso, by the way. This is you ask a very general question, and I'm giving you a very general answer here. So, no, it would be nice if we were embraced by some districts. Like Paso. I mean, from the superintendent on down have supported this project to get the help that these kids need. And well, that's unfortunately.
Superintendent Loftus came in and right away she saw what she was coming into, and she's been pretty aggressive about turning the ship, so to speak. So Orlando, go ahead.
Sure. I think that we need to remember that all kids need is somebody to open the door, take them by the hand, and show them a comfortable, exciting, interesting, progressive way to learn faster, sooner, and to catch up and do even better. We expect that our typical student, as he comes into the program, within a year to a year and a half will have caught up, and thereafter be able to compete in the world with the best students. Our expectation is that month by month we will be adding from the student population, day by day, a number of students that ultimately we hope will encompass all of those who need help in the area of mathematics. if you look at today's industries, they're rapidly, rapidly changing from manual work to work that's automated. We've all heard of artificial intelligence. We're very well aware that today, many, many jobs that used to previously be handled by with human labor is being done by computer. And that will only increase. Those that do not have a math background are going to be at odds with almost any kind of job, because whether it be working in an ice cream parlor at McDonald's, at Starbucks, or in a computerized application, everyone is going to need to know advanced mathematics.
Larry, why, you know, for us that are been introduced to the to this here in Paso Robles, why does the mathnasium method work?
Okay. Can I take a minute to give you a very finite example?
Sure, we have time.
Okay, let's go. Okay. I was in a barber shop recently, and out of the blue, the barber said, "What is pi?" And that's not the usual kind of conversation you hear in a barber shop, but it led to some very interesting things. The guy in the chair ahead of me goes, "Oh, pi. Pi is an irrational number. It's the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter." To which the barber replied, "Say what?" Okay, that really did not work for him. Now, you can't see me doing this, but what I'm doing is I'm with my finger in the air. I'm drawing a circle. The distance around a circle divided by the distance across the circle always equals the same number, 3.1415926. And after a while, people got a little tired of writing all those things down, and so they gave it a name. And what do you suppose they called it? Of course, the barber said, "Pi." And then he said, "Now that makes sense." So what I did there was take the math jargon, the ratio of the circumference to a diameter, yada, yada, and put it in everyday language that people pretty much understand pretty close to first hearing. And then over time, of course, we're going to teach kids about irrational numbers and ratio and circumference and diameter and all that good stuff. But we don't, our proposition is we don't have to dump it on them at the beginning of the process. If you look up in any math book, on the two big bugaboos in math, if a kid is in fourth grade and up and struggling in math, fractions and times tables are going to be at the heart of the problem. So we start kids really, really early with thinking about fractions, so that as time goes on, it becomes just a very natural part of life.
Then part
and
of the
experience with the barber really shows that what we call that natural language, using everyday words to introduce and develop new material, and as the beginning of the process to leading kids to the pure math. And this is what I've been doing for 50 years. It's what Mathnasium has been doing now for 22. And that right there, that plus the fact that when we instruct students one-to-one attention, each instructor has a max of four kids sitting in front of them, and the instructor will help the first student, give them a meaningful task, go on to the next student, and work in rhythm there. So all four students are not getting the same thing. Each kid is getting exactly what their assessment showed that they need to do to get their math skills up to par.
Okay, we're going to a 2-minute break here in about 45 seconds. Sure. So here's something I'd like you to think about when we come back from the break to answer the question: is the method, this mathnasium method that you helped develop and has been successful, is this from? I know you talked about your experience when you were in the system working, but I want to go back to maybe when you were younger. Now you said ninth grade. Did you take some of the things, maybe the frustrations when you were younger, and brought them forward from your experience, not only as a kid learning, but also as a teaching? We'll get back to that. We're on the air right now with Larry Martinek. He's the founder of Mathnasium, the world's largest math learning provider, and also with Orlando Gallegos, executive director of Team Paso. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off on KPRL.
News I'm Tom Graham. Congress certifying President-elect Trump as the 2024 election winner without a challenge. His opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, reading the results as part of her role as Senate President.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes.
The certification comes in contrast to the Capitol riot on January 6, 4 years ago. Millions of Americans getting a wintry wallop of snow and ice from cities from Washington to Philadelphia. They're getting hard hit by an icy blast. Earlier, several states in the nation midsection were buried.
Several states across the United States are going through the first big snowstorm of the year. It brought on blizzard conditions to Kansas, dropping the biggest snow in years across the Midwest and raining crippling ice across Missouri and the Ohio Valley.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell. America is listening to Fox News.
It's bad enough that you're involved in an accident, then the hassle of getting your vehicle repaired. Well, there's never a hassle when you work with Davis Body Shop, where customer satisfaction is just the way they've been doing business for well over 50 years. And we're proud of what our customers, like Aaron, have to say about us.
The folks at Davis Body Shop are professional, timely, and courteous. Dennis handled our claim from start to finish. He provided a complete timeline for the work, and he kept us informed at all times. They even completed the job early. I would always take my car here first. Don't chance it.
And if needed, Davis Body Shop will work closely with your insurance company to make sure every step of the claim process goes smoothly. Davis Body Shop, with two convenient locations, one on El Camino Real in Atascadero with an enterprise rental facility on site, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with Orlando Gajeos of Team Paso, and also the Mathnasium Method, the gentleman who introduced it to the world, Larry Marnick. Larry, have you had a little bit of chance to think about my long-winded question?
Oh, yeah. So, back in, I mentioned ninth grade, that was the year pretty much everybody took algebra back in the day, back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And I spent most of my lunch periods helping my friends do algebra. And kids have asked me many times over the years, when did you realize you were going to be a teacher? I think that was it right there, when I realized that I had this knack for being able to explain things in terms that people actually understood and then translate that into the math, rather like what we're doing at Mathnasium.
So,
to fully answer your question, when I was in high school and taking Algebra 2, I used to get C pluses on all my tests because somehow I was about 10 days behind the teacher, but I got A's on all of my tests and on all of my midterms and finals. Because it caught up with me. So I realized the learning process generally takes longer than a lot of educators would like it to. And that also, the patience that we exert with students. And, you know, you get a kid who's 3-5 years behind, you know, they're not real good friends with the math classroom. So a good part of what we do is helping kids to negate that negative attitude so that that doesn't inhibit their actual learning.
Right, because I'm talking to the professor on the life skills and the critical thinking that's so important that you get from math. And also, Larry, obviously you have a passion for teaching and for kids being able to learn to make themselves a better lives and, you know, better communities and so forth. And you put your money where your mouth is. You've contributed quite a bit of money to Team Paso to get this off and help our kids locally.
In fact, I put out a $125,000 matching grant to the Paso community. I'll put up $125,000, and I'm hopeful the community will match it so that we have Team Paso really gets off to a great start so that we can, you know, get this model working and impact more students, you know, every week, every month, every year.
Well, and that's part of Orlando's gig now, isn't it? To help get that.
Orlando's my man in that area over there.
Well, that's exactly where it's at. And you in the community, we want to be sure that you understand your part of the gig, because we need to come together as the entire community of Paso Robles and make our personal donations to whatever level we can. There's a lot of wealth within Paso Robles, but there are also families that can only afford a few dollars. We want everybody to participate because our intent is to have all the over 5,000 students that need our help in math, to provide them with the opportunity to learn at no cost to them or their family.
Yeah, you know, Larry, Orlando was telling me before we came on air and that the ratio generally is, what, one teacher to four kids. Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, that's certainly...
Exactly.
That certainly makes it, a lot. Well, I'm not going to say easier, but it's certainly, that's huge. That's huge to help the kids.
Because the whole idea of a fighting chance of succeeding is what it does. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, an instructor, when kids receive instruction at Mathnasium, it's right out of their learning plan. Not the kids sitting next to them, their learning plan. And you asked me earlier what the key to the success, that is one of the major, you know, if I did the bullets, that would be one of them.
One of the things we should know.
One-on-one instruction. Each kid gets, is addressed as an individual. Very different from teaching in a class of 30, 40, 50 kids.
When kids come into the Mathnasium program at Paso Robles, every student is immediately assigned a test grade so that we know exactly where they are right then. We then build the program based on that initials so that we start them and grow from that level on a continuing basis till they catch up. And that's what we want to have the opportunity for every student in the Paso Robles School District to have.
Larry, as we wind down, there's something that when I was doing a little bit of work ahead of time here that it jumped out at me on your site is missing knowledge and the gaps. Can you explain that to our audience?
Okay, sure. The most finite example of that would be what's resulted from the pandemic. As you know, a lot of kids did not receive what obviously there was a huge problem with online learning, and kids developing gaps is actually an age-old problem. And math, as everyone in this conversation knows, is probably the most cumulative subject of all. What happened yesterday really makes a big difference in what you do today and last week and last year. And that gap generally tends to appear when for various reasons, pandemics, the kids get sick, all kinds of things. There's not the continuity of instruction. The math, progressing from counting 1, 2, 3 to, doing calculus, there's a very step-by-step-by-step process, and when any of those steps are missed, gaps start forming. You know, a kid who has trouble with fractions, that is probably one biggest gap of all, is kids moving into algebra as high school students and not having a fundamental knowledge of fractions. That is a gap right there that it did not happen overnight and didn't happen in the last 5 years. It's something that happened over a significant period of time. And unfortunately, it's kind of a numbers game in the sense, as I said, very different doing one-on-one versus one-on-30 in terms of what the takeaways are for the students.
Well, definitely, because that's, we hear that a lot. The student-to-teacher ratio is important to many parents. And I think statistics will show that the less kids and, the student, it's better for both.
Better for both, exactly. Both from teacher perspective and the student perspective, absolutely.
Well, again, we want everyone in the community to understand that it's our obligation that we're trying to fulfill. That is to donate so that we can make this program available to every student in the Paso Robles Unified School District.
All right, well, we're about ready to say goodbye. And Larry, thank you so much. And this is a fascinating history, number one, but also the results are phenomenal. You must be very proud. And obviously, it's a love of your life, the Mathnasium method, and helping out here in the North County. We appreciate it very much.
My pleasure, and much, much, much more to come as Team Paso and Mathnasium move forward.
All right, thanks again, Larry, and also Orlando.
Lovely.
Orlando, how can they get a hold and find out more and also to help donate?
Well, they'll be... You in the community, you should have already seen ads taking place, emails that reach you so that you have information on how to contact Team Paso and make a contribution, whatever size that you can afford.
Okay.
We want your help.
All right. So that's go to teampaso.org for more information and and help out. And again, find out more. Thank you for listening. Susanna's coming up next. Enjoy your Monday afternoon. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.